Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. During the season of Lent, we're focusing on forgiveness. We've talked about the power of forgiveness, how it changes lives and our eternities. Last week, we talked about saying the two hardest words in the English language, I'm sorry, about the importance of confessing our sins. Today, we're going to talk about the price of forgiveness. There's one thing we know as 21st century Americans, nothing is free. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Everything has a price. Housing costs money. Clothes cost money. Food costs money. Even water costs money. TV used to be free. Not anymore. Everything has a subscription now. And that costs money. We Americans know one thing. Everything has a price. And that's true when it comes to forgiveness as well. Lots of people think forgiveness is free, but it's not. Forgiveness has a price, a cost that needs to be paid. But before we talk about the price of forgiveness, I want to share with you the price of unforgiveness. There's a price to not forgiving someone's sins. Unforgiveness, choosing not to forgive someone, has a cost to it as well. Choosing not to forgive someone has a price, and the price is extremely high. So let's talk about number one, the price of unforgiveness. For this, we turn to Ephesians chapter 4. And I'm going to begin at verse 26 and 27. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. So this is talking about anger. Anger is an emotion. A reaction to something that happened to you. It's an alarm clock that goes off that tells you something is wrong. Someone has probably hurt you or hurting someone you love or treating you unfairly. And your mind reacts to that by filling your body with chemicals that give you incredible energy. Your mind is getting your body ready to fight, to engage in conflict. It might be verbal conflict, might be physical conflict, but you're ready to fight. Now, anger is an emotion. It's not a sin. So that's what the Bible says. In your anger, do not sin. Sometimes anger is an appropriate emotion for the situation, especially if someone is threatening you or threatening your family or is cheated or hurt you in some way. Anger gives you the energy to defend yourself or your family. But the Bible does warn us about anger, that it's a dangerous emotion. In your anger, do not sin. James warns us, man's anger does not bring about the righteous life that God desires. So be careful. It's easy for you to go too far when you're angry. As someone once said, anger is one letter from danger, right? James tells us everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. I think we all know that. I know the dumbest things I've ever said happened because I was angry. I said words that I wish I could take back, but I can't. And the Bible warns us to be slow to anger. But the Bible goes even farther than that. It doesn't just tell us to be slow to anger. It says we should get rid of it quickly. It tells us that anger has a time limit, and that time limit is today. In your anger, do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your anger. In other words, before today is over, you need to deal with your anger. The time limit for anger is one day, 24 hours. By the time the sun goes down, you need to be done with anger. By tonight, either solve the problems, perhaps in a kind, loving, and gentle talk with the person who is hurt you, or forgive them, just as Christ forgave you. I think those are the only two options on the board. We either solve the conflict or we forgive that person. Solve the problem or forgive the person and move on. But staying angry, according to the Bible, is not an option because anger leads and gives the devil a foothold. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. What's that foothold that he's talking about? Well, when we refuse to forgive someone, we remain angry at that person. And that anger takes root in our hearts and becomes bitterness. And bitterness is something that leads us away from the Lord. It leads us away from other relationships and away from the Lord. Ephesians 4 goes on to say in verse 31, get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. So here's the way it works. Unforgiveness leads to anger, and anger leads to bitterness. Bitterness is anger that has taken root in our hearts. It means you're angry all the time. Now, sometimes anger can be obvious. It can be an outward emotion. Sometimes we push it down and it becomes something we call resentment, but it's still anger all the same. It's always there. And it's a poison to ourselves and to our relationships. Someone once said in a book called Peacemakers, unforgiveness is the poison we drink, hoping someone else will die. So in other words, anger and bitterness are poisons. They destroy your life and your relationships. All of your relationships, not just the person you're angry with. Nope. Anger infects all of your relationships. It infects your attitude. And therefore, it is not something to be tolerated. It is not something to be held on to. We need to get rid of it as fast as we possibly can. No one wants to be around a person who is angry and bitter all the time. When people are looking to date, trying to find a spouse, I've never heard anyone say, you know, I hope to marry someone who's really angry. You know, they seem like a good fit. I just hope that they yell a lot. That's really attractive to me. Now, bitterness and anger destroy relationships. Bitterness leaves us alone, and it can even destroy our relationship with God. So God warns us against anger and warns us not to become bitter, not to hold on to anger. What should we do? Well, there's only one thing we can do, and that is forgive. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. That's the answer given at the end of this chapter. The answer to putting away all rage, anger, bitterness, wrath, and malice is to forgive. How? Just as Christ forgives us. God wants us to forgive everybody. If someone has hurt us, we need to do what Elsa told us to do in Frozen and let it go. Not just for the sake of that person, not just for the sake of others, but for the sake of ourselves. We don't want to keep drinking that poison of unforgiveness. God does not want us to live our life in anger. God wants us to forgive just as he has forgiven us. So let's move on to forgiveness and talk about the price of forgiveness. I told you forgiveness has a price, and it's a high one. However, we need to understand the cost of forgiveness, the price of forgiveness. What's the price of forgiveness? Well, the good news is that for us, for you and me, forgiveness is absolutely free. Forgiveness is a free gift from God. It is God's gift to you. He wants you to have it because it is something he has already paid for. As we talked about last week, if we confess our sins, God never says, I'm going to think about it. I don't know if I can really forgive this one. He will always say, I forgive you, because he has already paid the price to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he offers us forgiveness as a free gift. Now, as we have freely been given forgiveness, it is a gift we can give away to others. Since we receive it for free, we can and should give it to others for free as well. Forgive one another just as in Christ God forgave you. Forgiveness is free to you and me, but there is a price for forgiveness. You and I could never pay that price. We could never pay for our own sins. That price is too high. So instead, God sent his one and only Son to pay the price for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Forgiveness is free to us, but it costs God everything. Jesus Christ, God's one and only Son, came down from heaven, became a human being like us, and then willingly went to the cross so that we might have forgiveness of sins and eternal life. forgiveness as a high price, and Jesus paid it all, not with gold or silver, not with Visa or Capital One, not with cash or debit card or Apple Pay or Venmo. No, Jesus paid for our sins with his blood. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you by your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Jesus paid for your sins with his blood. It's the most expensive price in history, paid for anything. It's more expensive than any work of art. It's more expensive than any mansion. It's more expensive than our national debt. It's more expensive than all the money in the world put together. Why? Because the blood of Jesus is the blood of God. God's one and only Son became a human and shed his holy divine blood on the cross to pay for the sins of you and me. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6, "You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body." Jesus paid the highest price in history to purchase you. That makes you the most valuable object in this entire universe, the most valuable creature in this entire universe. You have incredible worth and value. You have infinite worth and value. But it's not just you. So does everyone else, you see. Every human being is a person Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price for, paid for by the price of his blood. Jesus died for each and every person you meet, which is why we need to forgive others the same way Jesus forgives us. Jesus died for you and every person you meet, including the person you are angry at, the person you need to forgive. Jesus paid that price for you and for the whole world. 1 John 2:2 says he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not just for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Forgiveness of sins is God's free gift to you through Jesus Christ. And wherever there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation, which is why Ephesians 2:8-9 talks about heaven as God's free gift. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Forgiveness is not free. Forgiveness has a price, but that price has already been paid through the blood of our Savior Jesus. It is God's free gift for you and for me. And now our privilege, our honor, is to give away God's free gift to everyone. Forgive one another just as in Christ God forgave you. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.